Recording in progress.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and we are so glad to see you today.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back. If it's your first time, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. Broncos. What?
Sure.
I don't know.
I just saw this thing since OJ died that said it's okay to drive the Broncos again.
Oh, OJ. R.I.P. Where do you think he is?
I saw this thing that said, it was a picture of him, and it said, cancer. I didn't do it.
Well.
Anyway.
Well.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Do you know what I heard?
What?
I heard that when he was on his deathbed,
yeah,
he made his family sign NDRs when they came to see him.
Really?
So... Do you think he's fucking with us? Or do you think he confessed to them?
I don't know.
And does murder?
What happens?
Yeah.
Does it transfer to your next of kin?
Yeah. But like, is murder protected in an NDR?
I don't know.
Any lawyers out there? Let us know. Anyway.
Well, murder.
Yeah. I mean, it's me.
Yeah, it's true. What else is going on?
Why don't you tell us?
Well, I do have a big week.
Yeah, you do.
I'm leaving for Tokyo Thursday. I'm going to Tokyo, Japan. Not Tokyo, Ohio. Is there a Tokyo, Ohio?
I don't know. There's a Paris, Kentucky.
Tokyo, Ohio. Well, no, I am going to Japan Thursday. This has been a trip that's been literally planned for years, and it's finally coming to fruition. And I can't wait. So this week is a lot of that pre-vacation stress of just getting everything together, packing,
right. And oh, yeah.
Making sure everything's ready to go. So it's an exciting stress, but it's still stress. So I can't wait.
When do you leave? The 18th?
Yes.
Well, speaking of 18, my baby just turned 18.
Yes.
That's what's new with me.
That is new with you. She's an adult.
Yeah. So I don't have...
You don't have any kids anymore.
I don't.
I know. It's crazy.
It's wild.
Yeah. But your kids still live with you, so it still feels like mine doesn't really. Yeah. So I barely see her. Sad.
It is sad.
Sad, but also exciting.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You've raised her.
I did.
You did it, and she was great.
My work here is done.
Yeah. You're done. You're on your own, Caitlin.
Sorry. All right. Well. You know who is not on their own?
Who?
Us.
Oh, yeah?
Because we have the love and support of our Patronies.
We do.
So we are never alone.
That's true.
All thanks to Hex.
And Vin.
Chrissy.
Teach a Dummy Podcast.
Jonathan.
And his lovely wife, Lindsay.
And those are just the ones at the shout-out level.
Yeah.
You can join for as little as a dollar a month. Mm-hmm. You know, just feed a starving artist. That's us.
Yeah. Help me. We're poor. Help us.
Yeah. So please check out our show notes for a link to our Patreon if you would like to join.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'd love to have you.
We would. And we also would love your feedback on our social media.
It's the best. And when you do that, we do this.
We're gonna shout you out.
Hey.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Well, our girlfriend Gretchen.
Yeah.
Gushed on and on Polo to us. Just. I have to tell you, as we've said multiple times, you guys know that Emily does our topics. She somehow just puts things out into the universe that just line up. So she suggested we do the Rock or Rocky episode. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think I just heard that they're rumored to make another Rocky movie. Let's do it. And then the Rock is every fucking where.
I know.
He was in a cardboard cutout when I went out to dinner. He was on a digital street sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rejoined the WWE right when we said that.
I just had a premonition.
And then on the or side of the episode, The day that we had posted it, Jonathan had posted a Rocky picture, and it turns out Gretchen had just watched Rocky with her husband the weekend before.
Yeah.
So
she had a lot of Rocky facts going into it, and she enjoyed the episode.
Yeah.
Thanks, that was Gretch.
Awesome. Really love that. What else do we have?
So your cousin Chanda, Hex's beautiful wife, she said The Rock, no contest. She's a big wrestler fan.
Yeah, so I figured that's who she would pick.
Yeah.
We also have over on Facebook to our That's What She Said. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to give you the response.
Okay, yeah.
Corbin said, well, if you're my stepmom and stuck in the washing machine, it is.
Oh.
Head over to Facebook. See what we're talking about.
Yeah. See what we said. See what she said.
And also in response to what we said.
Yeah.
One of our audio clips, Jonathan said, never trust a wet fart.
Well. We also did a cute little video for the eclipse if you guys want to check it out.
Yeah.
Total eclipse of our hearts.
That's everywhere. It's on Instagram. It's on TikTok. It's on YouTube, Facebook.
Yeah.
Everywhere you get your videos.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of everywhere, over in Germany, talking about Stephanie again.
Oh, yeah. She commented on our match or catch episode. She said, haha, love this episode and thanks for the shout out. I go match because you get to sort out the smoking bugs in advance. If you want to know what she's talking about, look or check out our episode. And she also posted this little picture of a cockroach smoking a cigarette.
I love her. She also shared our post and told people to check out the episode. So really, really appreciate that.
Yeah,
and guys, if you don't want to join Patreon, just doing that kind of stuff is the best way to get us out there. It's free. Word of mouth. If you like the episode, subscribe. If you hated the episode, troll your friends and send it to them.
Yeah. Another way is buy our merch.
Yeah.
And wear it.
Yeah. Much like Jared of Taproot.
Yeah. He wore our t-shirt repping the greener grass.
They kicked off their unemployment tour again a couple nights ago. And he not only wore a shirt, but then the band posted it on their social media. So that was pretty awesome.
We love Taproot.
And you can hit up our show notes for links to join our Patreon and our merchandise.
Yeah.
Probably just one final bit of housekeeping before we get into the episode.
All right. We're doing a lot of business up front.
We do have a party in the back.
We're mullets.
This is the mullet of episodes.
This is the mullet of the episode.
All right. Well, we do have a podcast network.
We do. The Off the Tongue Podcast Network. OTT.
Woo woo. We are the largest active podcast network in Ohio, and we have international shows as well. So
yeah, we do.
If you'd like to join our podcast network, just hit up our show notes again. Mm-hmm. Keep saying show notes, show notes, show notes. And you can find links to how you can get in touch with us, and you can join the likes of...
It's Funny, That Makes It Okay podcast.
The Pint Pals podcast.
The Original Copycats podcast. In Jolly Old England.
And many, many more. Yes. So please join us, won't you? Please. It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
All you have to do is play our bumper before your episode, throw our artwork up on there, and we all do cross promotions.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Super. All right. Ready to jump in the topic?
I would love to. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Let's get to the back of the mullet now.
Okay. Party time.
All right. Would you rather nature or nurture?
Let's discuss.
We're talking about animals.
Yes.
Nature would be the wild animals.
Yeah.
And nurture would be our pets.
Right.
All right. Let's start with nature.
You're a wild animal.
So are you.
Thanks.
What's a pro for nature?
Anything can be your pet.
Yeah. That's true. I'll skip down because that kind of goes along with it. Different animals.
Yeah.
So it's not just, I mean, you can have different pets, I suppose, but you don't know what you're going to get in your yard.
Yeah. It's like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not only is there a variety.
Yes.
But it also can change by the season.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you can have, depending on where you live, you could maybe have some bears, but not in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, and then
they're sleeping.
Yeah, they're taking a snooze.
Yeah, true. So they're not your responsibility. You can look at them from afar or up close.
Yeah.
But you don't have to worry about taking care of them.
Nope. No vet bills.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a good one. You can enjoy them anywhere.
Yeah.
So you can go on vacation. See what's out there.
Yeah. Pelicans. That's going to be on my cons. Pelicans are my cons. I was just talking about them last night. That's why I'll tell you.
Okay.
Tell you guys in a second. Unique animals, too. So they are animals that maybe, like a bear, you wouldn't have as a pet.
Yeah. You do have to be careful, though, with those unique animals because they startle easily. So if you want to see them, unique up on them.
I was about to say, why are you saying cons, Jackie?
I put as a pro that they can be trained-ish.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, as we've said many times in previous episodes, I have a nature nook.
Yes.
And my animals kind of get an idea of when I'm going to fill it. So they know when to come around because they know when I'm going to put the food out there.
Yeah.
So while they're not out there, you know, rolling over for some.
Not yet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so they basically, they kind of learn your routine. And so they know when to come around.
Yeah. Well, I'll tag along to that. The fun feeders you can buy. Mm-hmm. Tell them about your cool little feeder you have.
Steve got me for Christmas this past year, this in-window feeder. So basically the outside of the feeder goes outside and then there's like a clear enclosure that comes inside your house. So I can be at my kitchen sink and I can have little squirrel friends in there and birds and you can just see them so up close.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It's very cool. I remember seeing that on a video or something and I was going to tag you in it and then I was like, that would be a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
But then Steve got it for you. So it's perfect. Yeah. I love it. So another one is you can try to be friends with them.
Yeah.
We have a crow. I named her Crowline. Crowline. I'm begging you, please don't peck my head. I don't know. So she lives, well, there's two. The other one's from a cartoon. Ryan named it from a cartoon, The Drunky Crow Show or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Crowline, I'm trying to be friends with her. And I've read that you can start leaving trinkets out for them, like shiny things.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at, you know, and make sure they don't choke on something, but crows are super smart.
Yes.
So I'm going to try to be friends with Crowline. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we also have a squirrel. I think I'm going to name him Fireball. I keep going back.
Fireball.
You remember on Rudolph, the little dickhead deer? I'm Fireball. Yes. He has a little tuft of hair.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his tail reminds me of a little bit. And he's a little asshole. He chases all the other squirrels. So I think he's Fireball. Anyway.
I love that.
But I'm not going to be like you.
You should.
You like Jackie?
I invite you to join my neurosis.
I'm just not that into the wild animals. I mean, I love them. I like to look at them. But Crowline, I just want to make friends with this crow because I keep hearing how smart they are and they are really good with humans.
There's this story that's going all over Facebook right now. Again, going to the point where you're always having the most relevant topics. About this family, and they have a little 2-year-old that is friends with the crow.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Russell. Russell Crow.
Russell Crow. Dude, I know. I saw the TikToks.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It follows him around, waits for him every day.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
I'm very excited for you and Crowline.
Yeah. I hope we can become friends. But I'll get to my cons in a minute. It might not happen, but I'll tell you that in a minute.
Okay.
What else do you have?
I have one left.
Okay.
It is stress reduction for me. Mm-hmm. Now, I know. We'll get to cons later, but it's not for all people. Mm-hmm. But there are times where if I'm very stressed out when I'm working from home, I'll just get up and I'll just walk into the kitchen. I'll get some water or refill my coffee and just watch my little animal friends outside for a minute. And it just kind of calms me down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
This kind of goes along with mine. I said peaceful bird sounds for me.
Love.
When you wake up in the morning, you hear the bird sounds. It's just, it reminds me of spring and summer.
Yeah.
It's just relaxing. I don't know. So it's a peaceful sound. Also, I have a lot of animals eat bugs.
Yeah. Good one.
So I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch and free to observe, I also put.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So that's all for pros for me.
Okay.
What are some cons?
It can be costly if you're me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
You do put some money into your nature nook.
Yeah. That's true.
So. I'll go ahead. I keep hinting what I was going to talk about. Mm-hmm. Birds don't tend to like me for some reason, and I don't know what it is. So a pelican bit me in Florida a couple years ago when I was just talking to him. I wasn't even being mean. Not that I would ever be mean to him.
By the way, she also was filming him while this happened, so it's a pretty great video.
Yeah, I do have a Snapchat of it. Then that same vacation, I was sitting on the beach eating a turkey sandwich, and a fucking seagull came down and snatched half of it out of my hand. As I'm telling the story to Ryan's parents, he came down and snatched the other half out of my hand. Then when I was in Disney, we were walking around Epcot and a duck, not Donald, just a regular duck.
Oh, was it Daisy?
Probably.
She Scrooge?
You know, I do hate Daisy Duck and maybe that's why all the birds know this. The duck dive bombed at my head. Like,
oh,
people were like, oh my gosh, are you okay? I was like, what the fuck?
Ryan's crazy.
I know. Ryan said, why do birds not like you? So that's why I'm worried about Crolene, but we'll see. I like birds.
She might be the one that changes things.
Maybe. But anyway, birds, con.
Yeah.
Bird shit.
Yeah.
There's a con.
Especially if it gets on your car, it can eat your paint if you don't clean it up right away.
Really?
Although I will say they do make car paint to be a little bit more sturdy now. Okay. Nowadays. Some animals are nuisances. Woodpeckers can, you know, peck into your house.
Varmints.
Raccoons can get into your trash.
Yeah, I put that on my list. Trash pandas.
They are cute, though.
They're fucking cute, but yeah. Ryan had, this was years ago, a squirrel that got in his gutter, something. It caused some issues. Mm-hmm. Like, it blocked up. What the fuck is the... It did something.
Yeah.
A squirrel. It died in there.
Oh, God.
And it blocked something and flooded or water damage or some shit happened. I don't know. His dad had to pull out this dead squirrel carcass. Yeah. Mm.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, waste not, want not. Mm-hmm. Skunks.
Oh, yeah. Skunks. Forgot about those guys.
They are very cute.
So cute.
I used to have a skunk friend that would come in and eat from my camera feeder at night. Mm-hmm.
I've told you this before. I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, mm-hmm. but Ryan and I have talked about getting a pet skunk.
Yeah.
You know, the de-scented ones.
Spraynard.
Yeah. Or Spraynard. Calm spray. But anyway, skunks, they are cute, but mm-hmm. you don't want to get sprayed or your dog could get sprayed.
Yeah. That leads me to my next con, mm-hmm. if you don't mind me.
Yeah, go ahead.
In a double is interactions with other pets and other wild animals.
Yeah.
If you have pets and they go outside, they can get attacked by wild animals.
Yeah.
Or even just other animals can fight each other. I know these aren't necessarily wild animals, but there are feral cats that troll our neighborhood. And one time, two of them got into it in our backyard. And that's an unpleasant sound if you've ever heard cats fight.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that. And then vice versa, the dogs could chase the animals. I remember Carmel killed a bunny rabbit. A bunny rabbit? A baby bunny rabbit.
Bunny.
Because a rabbit had laid a nest in the yard. Mm-hmm.
And laid.
Laid a nest. Laid a nest.
Is it the Cadbury?
Laid bunny eggs. Made a nest. And Carmel found the babies and killed a little baby bunny.
Oh, that's terrible.
I think she was just trying to play with it. But
yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You can't really pick what animals you're going to have.
It's true.
So if you don't like skunks and you're putting out food at night, you might get skunks and raccoons.
Yeah. You got to get the bad ones too. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about some of the nuisance of things, digging holes, gophers. Is that who digs holes? Weasels?
No. All of those ground dwellers do. We have a woodchuck that I've named Woodford that has a deep burrow, and there's a huge hole right against my house. So I see him run into there all the time. I drop food down in it for him.
He's a little fat ass.
He's so fat.
I know.
I saw him yesterday. I'll show you the picture.
Cool.
So I'll just show it to you right now.
Okay.
People can hear your live reaction.
All right.
He's so fucking cute and fat. And he looks, you know, he just came up from the winter not too long ago. And he fucking looks like he's been sleeping for... his hair is like all like clumped and like...
He's like, hey, guys.
He has
what's going
head.
On?
He has den head.
Den head. Sounds interesting. And also another, I keep going with nuisances of these pets or these animals, eating your garden.
Yeah.
Like rabbits. If you try to grow a garden, those little rabs.
Yeah.
Rabbis.
There's a video of a guy who had a woodchuck in his garden. And so he just put a camera in there and like the woodchuck would just go right up in front of the camera and just eat his stuff. It's so funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's what's going to happen. But.
Yeah. Well, my last one is that they scare off easily.
Yeah. I put that you might not be able to pet them.
Yeah.
And you want to really badly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm real close to petting my squirrels.
Yeah.
I just open the lid and I put my hand in there while they're in. When I can see they're coming, I put my hand in there and then they come in. They've touched me with their tail, but I haven't been able to pet them yet. Yeah. But we're getting there.
That's coming. Mm-hmm. I just have a couple more. Rabies.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I did have rabies on my list.
Okay. Not only that can they invade your gardens and stuff, but your sheds. Fireball lives in our shed, and we don't care, but some people might.
Yeah.
He has, like, all kinds of shit in there, and he's burrowing into our stuff, but yeah.
Land on your back when you are just, you know, trying to bring in a tree for Christmas.
Right, exactly. That's a good one.
All right.
Roadkill. How about that?
Yuck. I hate that.
I know.
That's a con. Steve said he saw something on 315 that he's like, I don't know what it is. He's like, but it's really gross. He's like, he said it looks like the skin is on the side of the road and all of the meat is gone.
Ick.
Yeah.
Ick.
Disgusting.
And that's gross.
Yeah.
But if you hit one.
Could do damage to your car.
It could. So if that happens, we know what you can do.
You'd have to.
Yeah. You gotta get a new car.
Yep. And we're going to tell you where.
Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in
what?
Your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
Okay. Ready to nurture?
I would love to.
Nurture. These are our pets we keep in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
What's a pro?
You get to pick your pet.
Yeah, you pick what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You choose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
well, this, I'm going to contradict myself. You can name them, but we name our outside pets, so I guess that doesn't really fit this.
But it does because your nurtured pets know that that's their name.
That's true.
Yeah.
Carlene will know her name. Surely. She will.
No, her name's Carlene.
Carlene Shirley.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Cuddles.
Yes. I put Cuddles in love.
Mm-hmm.
They're your companions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They make you feel less alone.
Yeah.
They're more easily trained.
Yes. You can teach them tricks and obedience.
Yeah.
It's more accepted. Come over, there's a dog. If you come over and there's, you know, a wild
mongoose.
I was going to say wombat.
Oh.
Wombat. People are going to be like, what the fuck is that?
A pet capybara.
Oh, we're going to try to go to the capybara cafe in Tokyo.
You know, the Columbus Crews minor league team is the capybaras.
Are they?
They're called Crew 2, and their mascot is capybaras.
Cute. You can play with them.
Yes.
So you can play fetch with your dog.
Or your cat.
Or your cat.
See our episode, Non or Point, where Elias Soriano told us about his cat plays fetch.
Yeah. Ryan had a pet rat.
Yeah.
Which I don't know anything about rats. Mm-hmm.
I hear they're great pets.
He loved his rat.
Mm-hmm.
Master Splinter, of course. Ryan loves Ninja Turtles. He was smart. You could teach him tricks.
That's what I've heard.
He would laugh. You could tickle him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We talk about maybe getting rats
love
again.
That.
Yeah, they don't live long though. But
oh,
that's we'll wait till cons.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can teach them stuff and play with them.
Mm-hmm. They're more dependable than the wild animals. Like you know, it's going to be there when you come home from work.
Hopefully.
Well, save it for the cons.
Yeah.
I know. I said with nature, you can like put the food out, and they kind of are a little bit trained. Like they know where you're.
Yeah.
But not always. But if you do it at home,
yeah,
with your nurture pets,
yeah.
They're going to come running.
Yeah.
They know when it's time to eat. So they're just more dependable.
Yeah, that's true. It is something to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel, I mean, if you have that nurturing feeling, you get that nurturing feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of them. You take them to the vet. If they're sick, you get them vaccinated, whatever. You take care of them.
They're your babies.
They're your babies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're also a way to meet people if you go to dog parks or cat cafes or capybara cafes.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Or even just going to the pet store, you might, you know, catch the eye of someone.
Ooh.
See our episode, Match or Catch.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, it's a way to
meet people.
Meet people.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm out.
I am as well.
All right. Well, cons.
They die.
They do die. That's the number one con of all.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'm going to hit you with the number two con of all.
Sad. What?
They're expensive.
Yeah, that's my other one too.
Yeah.
They are expensive. You have to feed them. Mm-hmm. You have to take them to the vet if needed, yep. when needed. All the stuff. Toys.
Yep.
Bedding.
Mm-hmm.
Cages.
Yep.
You know.
Everything.
Fucking cat tower scratchers.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called.
Those things are expensive. They're cool though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to do all of the cleanup and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of it.
All of it.
Like with the animals outside. You don't have to clean that up.
No.
It's fine. It's outside.
Yeah. Dog and cat hair. Mm. The cages, especially birds. I lived with birds at one time.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a bird when I was a kid. My mom had parakeets, and then her mom had a parakeet, and her mom gave me her parakeet, Daisy.
Well, we had cockatiels, and they're dirty
mm-hmm.
and annoying. Maybe I don't like birds. My next one is finding pet sitters when you travel.
Yep. You have to consider them when making plans when you're going on vacation or even moving.
Yeah. Or even just out for a night.
Yeah.
If you're out too late, I have to get home and let my dog out.
Right.
That's always, it's always a, I don't know.
It's a task.
Yeah. All right.
I also put allergies.
Yes.
Both theirs and yours. My dog Buckley is allergic to grass.
I know.
You guys, you don't even understand what a pain in the ass that is.
It's bad.
Because not only, obviously, does she go outside to go to the bathroom, but she's a little dog.
Yeah.
So she's right there at grass level. Not just her feet, but her poor little belly, too. And
no. Carmel had some kind of allergic reaction last summer. I'm hoping it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Where her skin just scabbed up and broke out.
Poor little baby.
We didn't know what. I know. Or if you're allergic to pets.
Yep. I'm allergic to cats really badly.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you have friends that have cats and you can't visit them.
Yeah.
Or if you do, you're going to be miserable.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks. Mm-hmm. You could have problems with the pet. So you pick the pet, but they could suck. They could be an aggressive dog.
Right.
A cat that sprays or scratches up your shit.
Yeah.
Loud fucking birds.
Yeah. Or you enter into a relationship and they have a pet and your pets aren't compatible.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe... I mean, I hate to say cats and dogs, but because I know some people, my sister has both cats and dogs, but some cats and dogs don't get along. What if you meet the love of your life and they have a cat and you have a dog?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, they got to get rid of that cat. Sorry.
Yeah, obviously.
That's what's going to have to happen.
We're dog people now.
Yeah. Sorry. Check out our episode, Cat or Dog.
Or did it? A lot of callbacks today.
Or was it dog or cat? I don't know.
We probably did dog or cat because.
Dogs come first.
Yeah.
Duh. All right. I'm out.
All right, I am too.
Yay. Well, actually, no. Boo. That means we're done.
I know.
Yay, you're done talking.
I thought you'd never shut up. I love this one so much. This was such a fun one, and I just kept thinking about all my little outdoor friends and my indoor friends.
I picked it for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just a little shout out to our pets. I know you said Carmel. I said Buckley. We also have chinchillas, Chuck and Chino.
Aww, we love them.
We know that Stephanie has cats.
Yeah.
Everybody tell us about your favorite animals, indoor and out.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to pick, Jackie? I'm wondering on this one. I was really curious to see what you'd pick, nature or nurture.
Oh, man. This one is super tough for me because of all the pros and cons we said.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, Buckley is very old. She's probably not long for this world, honestly. I hate to really be a downer, but I keep thinking about, well, it'll be kind of nice after she's gone that we don't have to make arrangements when we go somewhere. And
all the stuff.
You know, and she's a lot of work. My father-in-law lives with us, but when we go on vacation, we can't leave her with him. Like, that's how much work she is.
Yeah.
And so I think about when she passes... how much more convenient it will be for us. But also, you know, I'm going to let her live as long as she wants to live because I will never put my dog down just because she's inconvenient. You know,
like
she's still alive. She's still having a good life.
Yeah.
And that's such a hard thing.
I know.
Here we are. All that being said, I'm still going to go nurture because that physical contact, getting to touch them, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, a con for nature we didn't say is the cute aggression that you have no outlet for.
I know. Cute aggression is real.
Yeah. So what about you?
Definitely nurture.
Yeah. It's so hard.
I love my pets. I've never not had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine not having one. Although Ryan and I both have said after Carmel passes, we may not.
You're in the same boat as me.
Because we do.
You guys travel so much.
Yeah, we like to adventure and it's just easier. Mm-hmm. Plus, I love a clean house. So.
Yeah.
But I am picking nurture.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Love the baby doggies.
Okay.
It's my baby doggy.
Look at that, my baby dog.
Okay.
Can I pet that dog?
Pet that dog.
All right.
All right, surprise time. She cut my paper.
Okay, before I give this to you,
yeah,
I need to ask you a question. What do you think smells worse, cat pee or skunk spray?
Cat pee.
Okay. So, would you rather Carmel's farts smell like cat pee for 1 hour?
Okay.
Or a skunk for 2 hours?
Oh, man. But, Sue, you say that, but then when I think about the skunk smell is so strong. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be that pungent. It's just that odor.
Okay.
So cat pee for 2 hours or skunk, or I'm sorry, for 1 hour or skunk for 2 hours.
Ugh, I fucking hate cat piss smell. Skunk.
Yeah. Same. Because I also think that cat smees. I cannot talk. I also think that cat pee smells worse than skunk. Yeah. Just the smell, not the pungency.
Yeah. Because I have heard, you know, if you get sprayed or dog, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just are driving on the road and you smell skunk, it's like, oh, but it's, I don't know.
Right.
Sometimes, so, I know this sounds weird. I think I've told you. I think
you like it.
I don't like it necessarily, but I think it smells like if a Triscuit was burnt. I always say it's like a burnt Triscuit, and I don't know why. But anyway.
Let's go burn some Triscuits.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Jackie.
Yes.
Would you rather get to pet your squirrel friends? But they bite you once a week. Mm. You're not going to get rabies.
Okay.
But it's going to fucking hurt.
Well, yeah. I've seen their teeth.
You're going to get bitten. You get to pet them, though.
Okay.
Or you get to pet them whenever. It's, but your yard looks like shit. There's gopher holes and bird shit.
That's what my yard looks
like. It does not. I mean, it's like bad, bad.
Okay.
Like your yard is destroyed by your animals. Okay. Holes. Your garden's eaten. There's bird shit all over your deck.
Okay.
But you get to pet the animals.
I'm going to go with the pet and bite.
You're going to get bitten?
Mm-hmm. Twice shy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Well.
You said I'm only getting bitten once a week, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, once a week. I'm not going to have you bitten every day.
Well, yeah. If it's just once a week, I will pet them 100 times a day and just make it worth it.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to get bitten, I think.
Okay. Oh, man.
You know me. I can't stand mess.
We're 3 for 3. Well, yeah, but you also can't stand pain.
I
so
know.
I was wondering.
I never thought about myself when I did this one. Sometimes I do. I forget that I have to answer too.
Me too.
But yeah, I'm just going to have to get bitten. It sucks.
Though. Yeah. All right. Well, that was a fun one. Let's go play with some animals.
I know. I want to go play.
All right. Thank you for listening. Please check out our show notes for links to our sponsor, Nathan Collins, and for all of our social media. Like, share, subscribe. If you want to join our Patreon, hit up those show notes. You want to get yourself some merch, hit up those show notes. Show notes, show notes, show notes.
Wow, you said it good. Now can you say toy boat 3 times? Do it.
Toy boat 3 times.
Come on.
I did.
Do it.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
Okay.
What about you?
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Almost missed up on the last one.
Tybo.
Tybo. Remember Tybo?
Mm-hmm. You remember Bo Ties?
Yeah. Remember Bo Derek? Why did that name come?
I don't know. She's a 10.
All right. Thanks, guys. And please check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This is an Off the Tongue podcast.